morning on WCHL. The neighbors of a gun range in Chatham County near the Goat House Animal Refuge said they're ready to take legal action if the range doesn't plan to move.
We are not going away. The only thing he can do is shut it down.
Another school year begins today, and that means different traffic patterns to watch out for this morning.
I urge everyone to be careful and to really watch themselves as they're traveling on the road.
And in the first week of classes at Carolina, the community was getting used to the influx of people, and Chapel Hill Police are reminding people of the simple things to keep in mind to keep your belongings safe. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC women's soccer team enacted revenge on its season-opening loss with a 1-0 but otherwise dominant victory against Ohio State. Plus, we're 5 days away from kickoff for Carolina football.
What is $5,000 multiplied by 10,000?
A little math for you this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
68 degrees this morning, 6:07 at WCHL, and the beginning of a really nice day. Lots of sunshine today, mostly sunny, in fact, with a high today in the low 80s. Could get used to that. The neighbors of a gun range in Chatham County that opened just outside Pittsburgh in late May have been unwavering message for the owner. Take it someplace else, or we're going to court. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
We are not going away. The only thing he can do is shut it down.
Tony Gaeta is a corporate securities attorney with the Wyrick Robbins, Yates & Ponton law firm in Raleigh and an adjunct professor at the UNC School of Law. He's also an unhappy neighbor of Range 2A, which opened in late May on 71 acres owned by Mark Atkison. Gaeta has lived on his 30-acre property for 8 years. Before that, he lived on a 2.5-acre horse farm on the other side of Jordan Lake on Highway 751 near Apex Nurseries. Then the streets of South Point opened in South Durham. One of its access roads, Renaissance Parkway, is right off 751 near an I-40 ramp. Needless to say, traffic on Gaeta's stretch of 751 picked up quite a bit.
You couldn't sit in your backyard and have any peace and quiet. So for a couple of years, I looked for a farm deeper and further away.
The dream property he found in the Dry Creek Valley subdivision was densely wooded. He built his new horse farm on what was, for him, the most tranquil place on earth.
And then the range came and destroyed all that with their gunfire.
Range 2A is a membership club with two instructors from DECO, a shooting range in Southern Pines. DECO offers tactical training for military and law enforcement personnel, as well as civilians. Soon after it opened on Silk Hope Gum Springs Road, Range 2A drew noise and safety complaints from Siglinda Scarpa, owner of the Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary that borders Atkison's property. The range was shut down, at least temporarily, in early July. Results of a controlled shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department show that decibel levels registered above 60, which violates local ordinances. Atkison told WCHL in mid-August that he's working on adding soundproofing features in hopes of reopening this fall. But his problems don't end there. Atkison has also been cited for a stormwater mitigation violation by the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources. The border of Gaeta's property is on one side of the Goat House Refuge, and Range 2A is on the other. Gaeta says he was present at the Goat House for the controlled shooting test and scoffs at the idea that it even represents the noise that came from Range 2A while it was open. He describes it as high-powered rifles being shot at all times of the day and night from 8 shooting bays, 7 days a week. Gaeta recently co-authored a petition to Chatham County asking for a permanent halt to the activities of Range 2A. The petition has more than 130 signatures from neighbors living a mile or less from the range. He told Chatham County commissioners at a recent meeting that it's not about guns. He's a gun owner himself and a veteran who served in Vietnam. Gaeta says that he and other neighbors want to maintain the peaceful, safe environment they moved into and not see their property values degraded by Range 2A. Mediation between the opposing parties has been suggested by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department, and that could happen later this month. Atkison, the owner of Range 2A, told WCHL recently that he was all for it.
I would happily go to mediation. I would love to sit down and try to explain what it is I'm doing and listen to their concerns and try to address them because I feel there's a great deal of misinformation.
Gaeta says he's part of a group of neighbors willing to speak with Atkison, but added that Atkison probably won't like what they're going to say.
shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it.
He says that even if Atkinson manages to bring the noise level below 60 and to resolve environmental issues with NCDENR, it's not over. He and some neighbors have hired an attorney, and they're ready to move forward.
Our lawyer tells us we still have a case under the North Carolina nuisance law, and we still intend to file a civil action against him to shut it down.
For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The new school year begins today, and top administrators of the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools and the Orange County Schools say they're excited about new initiatives. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Superintendent Tom Frisella spoke to WCHL about a convocation with school staff that was held on Thursday.
We spoke to all staff about our direction for this year. People are very excited. We're in the second year of our long-range plan. We have some new initiatives that I think will make a big difference in the school system.
There are no new schools opening this year, and Forcella said that does make things a little easier. Last year, Northside Elementary opened for the first time, as well as the Frank Porter Graham Dual Language Magnet School in the district.
It was a little bit more than we had on our plate last year.
Forcella also reminds local drivers to start being mindful again about kids waiting for buses in the morning and getting dropped off in the afternoon.
Just urge everyone to be careful and to really watch themselves as they're traveling on the road.
Interim Deputy Superintendent of Orange County Schools, Dr. Pam Jones, sent this message to WCHL on Friday, and I quote, "There will be excitement and anticipation in the air on Monday morning as traditional classrooms reopen for over 7,500 Orange County students. As always, student safety will be of utmost concern. We ask East Driver to honor our students and teachers as they embark on the new year by being particularly watchful when approaching a yellow bus and driving through school zones." Again, that's a statement from Interim Deputy Superintendent of Orange County Schools, Dr. Pam Jones. WCHL News Time, 6:13. More news in just a moment.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint and it sounds fantastic, but is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel.
Not that.
Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Framily plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer in 7/10/14. Comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of Framily members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. WCHL News Time is 6:15. Everything seems to be working all right this morning. In other news, a flick of the wrist might keep you from falling victim to one of Chapel Hill's most common crimes. Lieutenant Josh Misimore says many larcenies and burglaries happen because citizens leave doors unlocked, making it easier for thieves to steal.
We had a number of break-ins that involved either unlocked vehicles or people going into garages and taking items where the garage door was left open overnight.
Chapel Hill police say thieves will often walk through yards, driveways, and parking lots, trying door handles until they find an unlocked car or garage. Misimore reminds residents to lock up everything, including cars, houses, windows, and garages.
What we encourage people to do is make your house, your vehicle, your property a harder target than someone else's so that you're not the person that a criminal chooses to victimize.
According to the North Carolina Department of Justice, there were 3,500 property crimes reported in Orange County in 2012, the last year for which statistics were available. You can get more safety tips from Chapel Hill Police by contacting the Community Services Unit or following a link on our website, chapelboro.com. American Legion Post 6 of Chapel Hill is considering a change of location after more than a half century at its Legion Road address. Post Commander Lee Hevlin recently announced that a September 18th special general membership meeting will include a discussion and vote on authorization to evaluate five options for 1714 Legion Road. The five options include continuing to operate the post but without a physical home, selling the property but retaining 4 acres to build a new post, selling the property and relocating the post, doing nothing, or spending an estimated $500,000 on needed upgrades and repairs to the building. Post 6 currently built its current 8,378-square-foot home on 35 acres when it moved from its original building on Rosemary Street downtown. According to Orange County records, Post 6 purchased the Legion Road property in January of 1961. Total value of the property is now set at $2.4 million, according to a 2013 estimate. When voters go to the polls in November, they will decide whether North Carolina will join 49 other states in giving criminal defendants another option to a jury trial. If approved, the proposed constitutional amendment would allow people charged with a felony to decide if they want a judge or a jury to hear their case. Such a waiver would not be allowed in death penalty cases. The University of North Carolina School of Government has studied the issue and just released a report intended to provide background and context to voters. University of North Carolina Associate Professor of Public Law and Government Jeff Wilty says the issue hasn't attracted much attention, but he says it would be a major change in the way the courts operate. WCHL News Time, 6:18. And time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of traffic to talk about this morning, but that situation won't be that way for long. It'll certainly change in just a little while. Rand Northam is in the newsroom, and he will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. In the meantime, if you spot something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. That goes for this morning or all day long. You can also tweet us at WCHLChapelboro.com. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast. A good way to start your day. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Now, taking a look at your Chapel Hill Harbor weather. 67 degrees, a little chillier this morning. Well, I wouldn't call it chilly, but a little cooler this morning than it has been. Mostly sunshine, high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Haven't seen that in a while. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s again. And then on Wednesday, our high in the upper 80s. So creeping up gradually. By the time Thursday gets here, we'll have a high in the low 90s and highs in the upper 80s. All weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's the way our forecast is looking right now. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports and Carrolltown, the Carolina football. 5 days. Tar Heels open up the season on Saturday, 6 p.m. against Liberty in Keenan Stadium. And we hope that you will join us for our complete coverage here on WCHL. But we'll get back to football in just a moment. Wanted to tell you about women's soccer, first of all. Number 4 UNC women's soccer team answered its season-opening loss from Friday night on Sunday afternoon with a 1-0 win against Ohio State in the final game of the Carolina Nike Classic at Fetzer Field. Carolina's first goal of the season came in the 73rd minute when freshman forward Megan Buckingham netted the assist from freshman midfielder Annie Kingman and sophomore forward Sarah Ashley Furstenberg. The Carolina offense dominated its shots in the first half, tallying 14 while only allowing 1. Shots on goal went to the Tar Heels as well with a 7-1 mark. UNC's defense kept Ohio State out of range, only allowing 1 shot in the first frame. That shot didn't come until the 34-40 mark. Head coach Hanson Dorrance flipped his strategy from Friday's loss as redshirt sophomore Lindsey Harris began in goal and wasn't forced to make a save. Junior Brianna Heberlin took the net in the second half and denied the single try by the Buckeyes. OSU increased the pressure in the second half with 3 more shots but didn't put any on frame. Meanwhile, the Tar Heels kept force consistent adding 7 shots in the second, including 3 on goal. With a win, Carolina improved to 1-1. Ohio State fell to 1-1. Tar Heels head west this week for a 2-game road trip starting against the UCLA Bruins on Friday in Los Angeles. You can see that contest on the Pac-12 network. UNC will play Pepperdine on Sunday out in Malibu, California. Now getting back to the Carolina football team, conditioning and preseason training is in the books. The game plan for Liberty is being put in place now by the coaching staff, the UNC football team. Kickoff of the 2014 campaign, 5 days away, Tar Heels are looking to improve on their 7-6 record from a year ago. The regular season was looked at by many as 2 different stories last year, as Carolina started out 1-5 but finished 5-1. Final loss came in the hands of the number 24 Duke Blue Devils in Chapel Hill, 27-15. However, UNC received a bid to the Belk Bowl in Charlotte and took the victory, 39-17, against Cincinnati. But all that is now in the past. Tar Heels welcome the Flames to Keenan Stadium on Saturday for a 6 p.m. kickoff. You can hear all the action right here on WCHL. And be sure to tune in to Countdown to Kickoff at 3 p.m., followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee before we send it off to the Tar Heel Sports Network on Saturday. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says quarterback Cam Newton has a hairline fracture in his ribs and will miss the team's final preseason game. That's not good news for the Panthers. Rivera says he expects Newton to be ready for the team's September 7th regular season opener against Tampa Bay. Newton was hit after scrambling from the pocket in Carolina's preseason game on Friday night against New England. He continued to play. Newton had an MRI on Sunday morning. Rivera says he's pretty sore and he's hurting right now. It is of concern. That's a quote. Newton's never missed a regular season start in his 3 seasons with the Panthers. Rivera says we will treat it day by day and see how he is at the end of the week. He has to get past the soreness. And in other Panthers news this morning, Panthers announced they've cut 10 players, including wide receivers Tyquan Underwood, Marvin McNutt, and Kealoha Polaris. The team also released wide receiver Tony Clemens, tackle Oscar Johnson, defensive lineman Lyndon Gadosh, Alex Hall and Craig Rowe, linebacker Anthony Morales, and punter Jordan Gay. Underwood was signed earlier this offseason as a free agent to replace wide receiver returner Ted Ginn Jr., who signed with the Arizona Cardinals. However, he failed to do much to impress the Panthers staff during training camp and the preseason. Polaris was a fifth-round pick by the Panthers in 2011 who struggled with injuries. McNutt was on Carolina's roster last season, although he never caught a pass. Carolina's roster stands at 79 players. They need to cut just 4 more players by Tuesday's NFL deadline. So tough times right now in the NFL with all those players trying to make it. And one player who got cut over the weekend was former Carolina quarterback. And that was a tough one for everybody. Bryn Renner got cut by the Denver Broncos over the weekend, so he's no longer in the NFL. Hopefully, he will catch on somewhere. 6:24 at WCHL. It's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. And Charles Osgood on the way next on WCHL. A reminder, countdown to Carolina football, only 5 days away. That first game of the season is this coming Saturday. Hard to believe, but the season is finally here. And today is a mighty big day in our community. Please be careful out there. A lot of schools, all the schools, starting back today, public schools, opening day in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools and the Orange County Schools and all the others as well.
WCHL and ChapelBorough.com are pleased to present another exciting season of high school football. Don't miss any of the exciting action all season long as we bring you coverage of the Chapel Hill Tigers, East Chapel Hill Wildcats, Carborough Jaguars, and all the surrounding area teams from Orange and Chatham counties. Before catching the action, be sure to tune in to The Grid with Matt and Matt starting at 6:30 on WCHL. Nobody covers local athletics like WCHL and ChapelBorough.com. Don't miss it every Friday night starting at 6:30 on WCHL.
Yeah. File. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The execution of reporter James Foley by a jihadi who spoke with a British accent has sent a shiver through the UK. Because it turns out that quite a few British subjects have joined the fight in Syria, and not just men. More after this from Charlie.
Celebrate summer in style. Get $25 off when you spend $75 or more at Camping World, the nation's largest outdoor retailer. Everything you need for summer outdoor adventures is at Camping World. Grills, outdoor tables, chairs, patio mats, coolers, and more. Find thousands of products, parts, and supplies at the best prices. With over 100 super centers nationwide, they've got you covered. Visit CampingWorld.com or visit a store near you and use the promo code RADIO75 to receive this offer. Don't miss out, only at Camping World. Here are some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24 Hours stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
We like to think that Western culture has universal appeal, but the execution of James Foley by a jihadi who spoke with a clear British accent is a reminder that it doesn't. Last year, Britain's Channel 4 ran a report on a woman originally from London who moved to Syria to marry a jihadi from Sweden.
She's a fighter by marriage.
Couldn't find anyone in UK that was, you know, willing to just sacrifice their life in this world for the life in the hereafter, for best in the hereafter, in fact.
She joined the fight as a path to life in the hereafter, just as her neighbors have.
Mariam's neighbor, Aisha, lives on the ground floor. She's also from the UK, with a young daughter and married to a British fighter. While their men fight, the two women and their children go shopping, and they're taking their Kalashnikovs just in case.
They don't consider themselves terrorists. They consider Western soldiers to be the terrorists.
We haven't invaded any land, but yet we are called a terrorist.
And a few days ago, the British press reported a tweet by the same woman in which she refers to the execution of James Foley and says that she hopes to do something similar and become the first woman, quote, to kill a U.S. or U.K. terrorist. Last year on 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley spoke with American hostage Matthew Schreier, who managed to escape his captors in Syria and could hear the torturers talking about God.
All I knew is that people were getting tortured, because my second day there, that's when I started hearing people screaming. And you hear whack. And they enjoy it. One of them said, gets me closer to God.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance BMW is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance BMW experience.
The staff was super easy to work with and very friendly. They worked with me on the price and also ended up giving me a much better financing rate than my credit union. The service is seriously amazing.
Now that's a wow. During our August back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 BMW 320i for $336 per month. Wow!
Stock number B4965. 36-month lease for 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $36,770 and selling price of $34,400. $27.57 down. Excludes $549 admin fee and tax. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires 8/31/2014.
Performance BMW loves to give back to the community. And in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit spotlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Take the family to Dickies for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickies, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com. HowAboutLocalDeal.com.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. And we're looking for mostly sunshine today, high today in the low 80s. Nice day on the way, really good weather. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunshine with a high in the middle 80s, just a little bit warmer. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, warmer still, high in the upper 80s, but still nothing but sunshine. So we're looking for at least three good days in a row. It's going to get warmer toward the weekend.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
All I want is peace while my son is being laid to rest.
A plea from the father of the unarmed black teen who was fatally shot by a white officer just over 2 weeks ago in Ferguson, Missouri. The funeral will be held today for 18-year-old Michael Brown.
Can you please take a day of silence so we can lay our son to rest?
The sentiment echoed by civil rights activist Reverend Dal Sharpton after weeks of sometimes violent protests.
We've got to fight in the courts. The fight starts in the courts for justice. But the father has asked for a day of silence. Mom's the word.
He plans to speak at today's service, which takes place at a Baptist church in St. Louis later this morning, as children head to school. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
Schools will finally open in Ferguson after a week and a half delay. Because of the unrest in the community of 21,000, school counselors will be ready to help students.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Schools open today in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools and in the Orange County Schools. And officials say are excited about new initiatives. Chapel Hill Carborough City School Superintendent Tom Frisella spoke with WCHL about a convocation with school staff that was held on Thursday.
We spoke to all staff about our direction for this year. People are very excited. We're in the second year of our long-range plan. We have some new initiatives that I think will make a big difference in the school system.
There are no new schools opening this year, and Forsella said that does make things a little easier because last year, Northside Elementary opened for the first time, as well as the Frank Porter Graham Dual Language Magnet School, too, in the district last year, which makes things quite complicated.
It was a little bit more that we had on our plate last year.
Porcello also reminds local drivers to start being mindful again about kids waiting for buses in the morning and also getting dropped off in the afternoon.
Just urge everyone to be careful and to really watch themselves as they're traveling on the road.
And watch out, there are a lot of, especially the younger kids who've maybe never done this before, who may be out there and not exactly sure what they're supposed to be doing or where they're going. Please be careful this morning. Buses will be out on the road this morning and already are, in fact. And the same thing goes for the afternoon when it can get quite busy. Interim Deputy Superintendent of the Orange County Schools, Dr. Pam Jones, sent a message to WCHL on Friday. And quoting here from that message, there will be excitement and anticipation in the air on Monday morning as traditional classrooms reopen for over 7,500 Orange County students. As always, student safety will be of utmost concern. We ask each driver to honor our students and teachers as they embark on the new year by being particularly watchful when approaching a yellow bus and driving through school zones. Neighbors of a gun range that opened just outside of Pittsburgh in late May have an unwavering message for the owner. Take it somewhere else or we're going to court. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We are not going away. The only thing he can do is shut it down.
Tony Gaeta is a corporate securities attorney with the Wyrick Robbins, Yates & Ponton Law Firm in Raleigh and an adjunct professor at the UNC School of Law. He's also an unhappy neighbor of Range 2A, which opened in late May on 71 acres owned by Mark Atkison. Gaeta has lived on his 30-acre property for 8 years. Before that, he lived on a 2.5-acre horse farm on the other side of Jordan Lake on Highway 751 near Apex Nurseries. Then the streets of South Point opened in South Durham. One of its access roads, Renaissance Parkway, is right off 751 near an I-40 ramp. Needless to say, traffic on gated stretch of 751 picked up quite a bit.
You couldn't sit in your backyard and have any peace and quiet. So for a couple of years, I looked for a farm deeper and further away.
The dream property he found in the Dry Creek Valley subdivision was densely wooded. He built his new horse farm on what was, for him, the most tranquil place on earth.
And then the range came and destroyed all that with their gunfire.
Range 2A is a membership club with two instructors from DECO, a shooting range in Southern Pines. DECO offers tactical training for military and law enforcement personnel, as well as civilians. Soon after it opened on Silk Hope Gum Springs Road, Range 2A drew noise and safety complaints from Siglinda Scarpa, owner of the Goat House Refuge, a cat sanctuary that borders Atkinson's property. The range was shut down, at least temporarily, in early July. Results of a controlled shooting test by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department show that decibel levels registered above 60, which violates local ordinances. Atkinson told WCHL in mid-August that he's working on adding soundproofing features in hopes of reopening this fall. But his problems don't end there. Atkinson has also been cited for a stormwater mitigation violation by the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources. The border of Gatus' property is on one side of the Goat House Refuge, and Range 2A is on the other. Gatus says he was present at the Goat House for the controlled shooting test and scoffs at the idea that it even represents the noise that came from Range 2A while it was open. He describes it as high-powered rifles being shot at all times of the day and night from 8 shooting bays, 7 days a week. Gator recently co-authored a petition to Chatham County asking for a permanent halt to the activities of Range 2A. The petition has more than 130 signatures from neighbors living a mile or less from the range. He told Chatham County commissioners at a recent meeting that it's not about guns. He's a gun owner himself and a veteran who served in Vietnam. Gata says that he and other neighbors want to maintain the peaceful, safe environment they moved into and not see their property values degraded by Range 2A. Mediation between the opposing parties has been suggested by the Chatham County Sheriff's Department, and that could happen later this month. Atkinson, the owner of Range 2A, told WCHL recently that he was all for it.
I would happily go to mediation. I would love to sit down and try to explain what it is I'm doing and listen to their concerns and try to address them because I feel there's a great deal of misinformation.
Gata says he's part of a group of neighbors willing to speak with Atkinson, but added that Atkinson probably won't like what they're going to say.
Shut down the range. This is the wrong place for it.
He says that even if Atkinson manages to bring the noise level below 60 and to resolve environmental issues with NCDENR, it's not over. He and some neighbors have hired an attorney, and they're ready to move forward.
Our lawyer tells us we still have a case under the North Carolina nuisance law, and we still intend to file a civil action against him to shut it down.
For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Just a simple flick of the wrist might keep you from falling victim to one of Chapel Hill's most common crimes. Lieutenant Josh Misimore says many larcenies and burglaries happen because citizens leave doors unlocked, making it easy for thieves to steal.
We had a number of break-ins that involved either unlocked vehicles or people going into garages and taking items where the garage door was left open overnight.
Chapel Hill police say thieves will often walk through yards, driveways, and parking lots, trying door handles until they find an unlocked car or a garage. Misimore reminds residents to lock up everything, including cars, houses, windows, and garages.
What we encourage people to do is make your house, your vehicle, your property a harder target than someone else's so that you're not the person that a criminal chooses to victimize.
According to the North Carolina Department of Justice, there were 3,500 property crimes reported in Orange County in 2012. That's the last year for which statistics were available. You can get more safety tips from Chapel Hill Police by contacting the Community Services Unit, or you can just follow a link on our website, chapelboro.com. American Legion Post 6 of Chapel Hill is considering a change of location after more than a half century at its Legion Road address. Post Commander Lee Hevlin recently announced that a September 18th special general membership meeting will include a discussion and a vote on authorization to evaluate five options for 1714 Legion Road. The five options include continuing to operate the post but without a physical home, selling the property but retaining 4 acres to build a new post, selling the property and relocating the post, doing nothing, or spending an estimated $500,000 on needed upgrades and repairs to the building. Post 6 built its current 8,378-square-foot home on 35 acres when it moved from its original building on Rosemary Street. According to Orange County records, Post 6 purchased the Legion Road property in January of 1961. Total value of that property now is set at $2.4 million. That's according to a 2013 estimate. Law enforcement officials in 6 states are launching their 23rd annual Hands Across the Border campaign aimed at catching motorists driving under the influence. Yesterday was the official start of the 6-day campaign, which includes law enforcement agencies in Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida, and North Carolina. Police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers will be setting up checkpoints near their state borders and will also be on the lookout for drug offenders, fugitives, and drivers with outstanding warrants, and those driving without a license. Authorities note the legal blood alcohol limit in every state is 0.08. WCHO News Time is 6:40. Coming up next, Colleen Bridger has today's commentary, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHO.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane McPherson, Cedars charter member since 2004. Here's what Jane had to say.
I have friends at all the local retirement communities, and they are most impressed with the fact that here at the Cedars, we have a car and driver at our disposal. But what I want to talk about now is financial stability, which we take very seriously here at the Cedars. People of our generation are conservative about how they treat the money they have earned. We don't like debt, either for ourselves individually or when we buy into a place. It goes against our values. It is a unique feature that the Cedars is entirely debt-free. Everything we pay goes toward our care and sustenance. Not a penny goes for debt service or interest on loans. And that is a major reason why the Cedars has been the right choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Oh, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHO. And you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie, hang on just a few minutes. Freddie will have a trivia question for you coming up. 6:43 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Colleen Bridger. I love living in Orange County. The people here are amazing. So smart and thoughtful, kind and considerate. They consistently make decisions based on what's best for the community or the environment or the disenfranchised. Unless you're talking about immunizations. Then I see some of the most thoughtful, intelligent parents make an unfathomably bad decision not to vaccinate their children. Here's the problem with that. There are some children who legitimately cannot be vaccinated against potentially deadly diseases like measles and pertussis. Normally, this isn't a problem because when everybody else in the community is vaccinated, it creates a kind of herd immunity, protecting those few who can't be. But when parents capriciously choose not to vaccinate their child, they destroy this community protection, ultimately putting their child and others at risk. Last year, we had a serious measles outbreak in North Carolina. In Orange County, dozens of kids were quarantined to their home for 21 days. No school, no sports, no church, no interactions with the public. These kids' parents had declared a religious opposition opposition to immunizations. I respect religious differences and recognize there are some religions that teach not to immunize. But what the health departments found during the investigation was that some of these kids had all their vaccines except the one for measles, mumps, and rubella. The data linking the MMR vaccine to autism was forged, publicly disproven time and time again. Just like we now know the earth is round, we know immunizations are safe. We are a community of thoughtful, educated, caring people. Let's not let internet hype and conspiracy theories divert us from doing what we know is right, both for our own children and the community. This is Colleen Bridger.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
It's officially game week in Chapel Hill as Carolina will host Liberty at 6 o'clock on Saturday to kick off the 2014 football season. Is head coach Larry Fedora pleased with the progress his team made through training camp leading up to the beginning of the year? Yes. But
you'd love to have more time, but you don't. You'd love to have more depth, but you don't. It is what it is. So we work with what we have. We're not going to, you know, we talk about it. We're not going to pick up anybody off of waivers. We're not going to get anybody in free agency. So it's this is our team, and we've got to work with everything we've got.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now. At a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tar Heels actually began their Liberty-specific planning last week, in preparation for the first ever meeting with the Flames.
We start installing game plan about 10 days out and take it all the way in. Now, a lot of things are the things that you worked that were basic going into camp, and you worked all camp, so it's not like there's a whole lot of difference, except now you're actually working against the looks that you're going to see, and not every look that you're going to see an entire season.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Countdown of football, 5 days. We're just 5 days away from the season opener. Can you believe it? 647 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero all on the way.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. visit unccchildrens.org.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, Rand Northam.
Good morning, Ron. It feels like Carborough has moved into Chapel Hill. It's so cool out there this morning.
Yeah, you're right. It does feel cool.
It's nice.
It feels really good. I'm not complaining at all about that.
Me neither, that's for sure.
I love it.
Cool.
It's going to get warmer, though, toward the end of the week. More on that coming up in just a minute here. But what's happening with traffic this morning?
Well, traffic seeing just the usual morning delays, though. You do need to be on the lookout for buses on the roadways this morning. Lots of school buses back on the roads. And even more importantly, I would say, is the teenage drivers. Some maybe you have getting on the roads for the first time as far as the early morning driving for them. Those 15 and 16-year-olds. Others maybe just returning to the morning schedule that they're not usually used to. So give everybody a break this morning and for the first week or two, just getting back to the usual school traffic. And give yourself a little extra time to travel this morning. Just a few minutes will do, and that'll get you to work on time this morning as traffic will be a little bit heavier. There was an earlier accident, actually a traffic signal malfunctioning at NC 751 and I-40. But that looks to not be causing too many problems, probably just around the intersection there. You might see flashing lights, so be on the lookout there. Otherwise, things are pretty usual this morning. If you see anything as you travel that is abnormal throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro, and you can always use the hashtag WCHL Road Warrior to get that message to us as well. And no matter how you communicate with us, we ask you do it safely.
Just so I don't send everybody into a tailspin, with disappointment and also with in wonderment of what you're wearing today, I just want to say that you look as good as always.
Thank you.
Folks, he has a check shirt this morning, white tie, which is quite unusual. You don't see many white ties, but Rand can carry it off.
We're starting the first day of school. It's a new year and fresh start. There you go, the white tie.
I think that's probably a good way to put it. But, you know, for those who always wait for the fashion note in the morning, there you go.
Well, consider yourself told. Thanks, Ron.
All right, buddy. We'll see you in a little while here. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brew coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. It is really nice out there this morning. It is really cool, mostly sunny, high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow is sunny with a high in the middle 80s, 61 degrees right now. Can you believe it? It's going to be really warm later on in the week, though. We'll get up into the low 90s by Thursday. So warmer weather on the way, but right now let's just enjoy what we have. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or the custom piece you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Game show host Monty Hall is 93. Let's make a deal. Actor Sean Connery is 84. Actor Paige Johnson, 84. Television personality Regis Philbin is 83. To hear David Letterman tell it, he's about 103. Actor Tom Skerritt is 81 years old today. Jazz musician Wayne Shorter, 81. Author Frederick Forsyth is 76. David Canary, the actor, is 76 years old today. He's on a soap opera. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal, 72. Gene Simmons of KISS is 65. He manages to get himself in the news all the time. It's just get tired of seeing him. Actor John Savage is 65 years old today. Elvis Costello is 60. I thought he was older than that, but not. Tim Burton, the movie director, 56 years old today. Actress Ali Walker is 53. She has a pretty prominent role in a new show called Brooklyn Taxi on TV. Billy Ray Cyrus is 53 years old today. Actor Blair Underwood is 50. Let's see here. Alternative singer Jeff Tweedy, famous for fronting Wilco, 47 years old today. Television chef Rachel Ray is 46. Country singer Joe DiMassina is 44. Model Claudia Schiffer, 44 years old today. Actress Rachel Bilson is 33. And actress Blake Lively is 27 years old today. A couple of local celebrities celebrating their birthdays today. Mark Cash has a birthday. And our birthday winner of the day is Robbie Oakes. Happy birthday, Robbie Oakes. Robbie gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They love taking care of their customers. Robbie Oakes, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
Monday, can't trust that day. You know what they say.
What's he still doing here?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what in the world is Alex Curley doing here so early in the day?
He's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a workaholic.
In there, he's working. He's producing something.
Is he trying to talk to us?
He's a fancy guy. You know, I don't know how to do that from this end.
What are you doing here this morning so early?
Yeah, well, hang on a second. I might be able to do this. Yeah, Alex, what are you doing here so early?
What am I doing here so early?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm not sure you can hear me, but I can hear you.
Oh, you know, I never leave. I actually live here. So.
Sort of like Freddie did one time.
Alex just kind of lives over there in that cubicle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is my cage. They only let me out for lunch. So.
Whatever you do, don't let him out.
Don't feed him after midnight either.
That's correct. Oh, that's right.
And don't get him wet.
He turns into a gremlin if you get him wet, yeah. So you can't do that.
So
you can't do that.
I know that.
See, another Beatles freak over there.
See? Yeah. You know, I heard that song for the first time on the anthology CDs.
Really? No kidding. So. Alex is not nearly as old as we are, so that would make sense. Well, that's a great song, and I love it because it has cowbell in it.
Yeah, it's a great hook.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of this nonsense. All right, we'll let you go, buddy.
All right.
See you later.
All right.
Could you hear me through all that?
I can hear you through all that.
Oh, good.
Even right. See football.
Couldn't hear myself.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Well, this Saturday, the 23rd preseason-ranked Heels take the field against Liberty, beginning another campaign in the ACC that begs the question.
Okay.
In what year or season did Carolina last win an ACC championship?
Well, are we talking about...
When's the last...
You said
when's the
any,
last time we won a season?
Any
ACC
sport?
No, football.
Football, okay.
When's the last time UNC won an ACC championship?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
For his great spirit of philanthropy, Jay Radford is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. He's presenting a very special weekend event.
Why is it the not-so-normal 5K?
It's not just a one-morning event. It's not 4 hours in a run. It's a full weekend celebration of community and philanthropy with a little bit of exercise thrown in for you. The idea behind it is that a lot of time, as a parent, when I want to do something, I have to figure out how to take care of my kids. So therefore, we found a way to do that for parents for a full weekend. And in order to do that, I thought it would be a good idea to benefit as many local nonprofits as possible. So our primary beneficiaries are the Carborough Arts Center, which we love, and NC Children's Promise at UNC Hospital, which does amazing work. Then as part of your entry fee, we ask you to bring two food items, one for porch and one for table. And then we ask that you bring a book for Book Harvest so we can feed some people, get kids books, and benefit to great nonprofits. Then we created a whole weekend of events. And on Friday night, we have a pajama party for the kids at the Arts Center, where mom and dad can go to one of four events we created. There's two shows at the DSI Comedy Theater. We have a movie on the lawn at Weaver Street Market, an outdoor movie put on by the Varsity Movie Theater. Then Saturday night, we have our not-so-normal pre-race dinner. It's at seven different restaurants in Carborough, and each event benefits a different local nonprofit.
And why in the world is Jay Radford going to all the trouble to do this?
While it's about raising money, it's also about raising awareness. I discovered three nonprofits I didn't know existed in our town that do work internationally on a large scale, based right in Carborough. That's mm-hmm. awesome. People should know about them. This is a way to do that. We are benefiting 26 different local nonprofits throughout the course of the weekend, and we close the whole thing out in grand, not-so-normal style with an outdoor concert at University Mall.
All of this is really hard to coordinate, isn't it?
It's really about connecting people. So it's connecting the businesses from Carborough and Chapel Hill together, mm-hmm. and then just let them do their thing.
How do people find out more about this? Is there a website where they can go?
It is. It's notsonormal5k.com. If you check out our weekend events page, it lists everything. You can click on everything. You can buy tickets, make reservations, know exactly where you need to be, exactly how many kids we can accommodate, all the menus, everything that's going on. It's September 12th to the 14th. There's no football that weekend, so we have plenty of room for all the fun and festivities. When you come to run, we want you to come run with your family, with your friends. And it's an easy course. We made it as flat as possible in Carborough and Chapel Hill, which we all know is not easy to do. And it's a no-technology run. No watches, iPhones, iPods, nothing. Good old-fashioned run. For a chance to raise money for nonprofits in a large way, which is fun.
It's the Not So Normal 5K Weekend. It's all being put on by Jay Rapp. Radford out of the goodness of his heart. And that's why he's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
You know what? The last time Carolina won an ACC football championship was in 1980. And you know who the head coach was then? Dick Crum. The 1980 season. Jeff Geiersbrook called in with the answer to that question this morning, and Jeff gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair by Brittany. It's 50% off salon services. Choose from two hair treatment options. A shampoo deep conditioning treatment, trim and style, is only $32.50, normally a $65 value. Brittany Moore is a licensed cosmetologist who is now accepting clients at the Company Hair and Nail Salon in Durham on Shannon Road. Brittany is experienced with both cuts and color. She will cater to your personal style and create a look that's just for you. It's half off from Hair by Brittany, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, right now it is cool this morning. Look for a lot of sunshine today. High today about 82. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Part of the cleanup in Napa, California includes taking stock of what the magnitude 6 quake did to the wine industry. There are 400 wineries in the region. Diner owner Tony Morales lost some of his stock.
We had a wall of wine, and it all came tumbling down.
With a look at the bigger picture, CBS's Steve Futterman live now from Napa.
And Dave, crews here in Napa worked throughout the night trying to restore electricity to homes still without power. This morning here in the downtown area, you can see the strength of this quake. Damaged buildings. In front of me, a sidewalk full of fallen bricks. Residents here are still talking about what it was like.
Really, really shaking back and forth. The street light was flickering off and on. I kind of felt like we were being abducted by aliens.
No fatalities have been reported. Live in Napa, California, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A funeral service this morning for 18-year-old Michael Brown, the African-American shot dead by a white police officer more than 2 weeks ago in Ferguson, Missouri. Brown's father had this request.
All I want is peace while my son is being laid to rest. Can you please, please take a day of silence so we can lay our son to rest.
They're trying to get back to a more normal routine in that town. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
It's finally back to school today for some 11,000 students in the Ferguson-Florissant School District. Unrest prompted a week and a half delay in beginning classes. Parents, including Chandel Davis, appreciate teachers who've done volunteer tutoring.
They came together and to show Ferguson-Florissant that they really care about the children's education.
Extra counselors will be in schools as students return. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Ferguson, Missouri.
For many kids, the bell rings today to start another school year. But when should they get to class? Maybe a little earlier or later? Details from CBS's Vicki Barker, who joins us live.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says delaying the start of the middle and high school day until at least 8:30 would help fight the sleep deprivation linked to bad health, bad grades, even car crashes. But many schools say they simply can't afford to adjust their schedules to give older kids and teens a few extra Z's.